This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's Friday. Time to talk food. Commentator Callie Crossley has some thoughts on a summer treat that some people enjoy even after summer's lease has expired.
I don't care what the fashionistas say the new trend is. Wearing white after Labor Day is just wrong. I should know. I'm a born and bred Southerner, and we just know these things. Like we know that no proper kitchen cabinet is complete without certain serving items, a platter, demitasse cups, a meat fork, and of course, an egg plate. An egg plate, I can hear some of you asking. What's an egg plate? For the culinarily clueless among you, an egg plate is the dish with the small scoop-like indentations commonly used for deviled eggs. Stuffed eggs, some of you may call them. It used to be a staple in homes and in kitchen and china departments where you could find the large crystal plates or even the ceramic ones with the salt and pepper shakers in the middle, shaped like little chickens. For me, an egg plate harkens back to my growing up years when deviled eggs were always a part of the buffet. You know, those church picnic family gathering buffets laden with fried chicken, barbecue ribs, potato salad, corn on the cob, ambrosia, and homemade rolls, accompanied by gallons of sweetened iced tea. And always, right there in the middle of the table, was a tempting display of too-big-for-one-bite deviled eggs. I think only an egg plate gives this old-fashioned delicacy its proper respect, as well as shows off the work of a real cook. Any chef worth her salt can tell you that presentation stimulates the taste buds, even with eggs. Sadly, I've been noticing that most of my friends who grew up above the Mason-Dixon line don't have an egg plate, and shockingly, don't see the need to have one. They don't get it, just like they don't get that iced tea is a year-round beverage. So I guess it's a Southern thing. If you can only think of deviled eggs as a seasonal treat, make some right now, because summer is almost officially over. But I'm encouraging the true Southern approach. Keep an egg plate at the ready, and make some deviled eggs in October, or any other time of the year. Just don't wear white after Labor Day.
Callie Crossley, a journalist, unrepentant Southerner, and egg plate collector who lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and comes to us from station WGBH in Boston.